CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump will soon tour the wildfire damage in Southern California. At a news conference earlier, Patty Phillips thanked the police officer who saved her as she and her dog got stuck trying to escape the Palisades fire.
There aren't words to describe what it's like, the idea that you're going to be burned alive in your car. And I was praying to God, please let me die from smoke. Please do not let me be burned alive in my car.
Earlier today, Trump met with Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina and said he's considering getting rid of FEMA.
They want to give you rules that you've never heard about. They want to bring people that aren't as good as the people you already have. And FEMA's turned out to be a disaster.
CBS's Weijia Jiang says Trump wants to tie conditions to any fire aid for California.
He meant he wants there to be voter ID cards in that state and for the state to turn the water on to make sure all the available water is flowing, which the governor has said is already the case. He did not say whether there would be conditions put on the aid in North Carolina, but certainly this is unprecedented that a president would be conditioning aid for political reasons.
The Trump administration is extending a break to more anti-abortion protesters.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Department of Justice is curtailing prosecutions except in extraordinary circumstances or in cases with significant aggravating factors. Justice Department Chief of Staff Chad Mizell also ordered immediate dismissal of three cases from 2021 involving blockades of clinics in Tennessee, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. This latest action follows President Trump's pardon of several abortion opponents who had blockaded abortion clinics.
Vice President J.D. Vance addressed anti-abortion protesters at today's March for Life in Washington, D.C.
And it is the task of our government to make it easier for young moms and dads to afford to have kids, to bring them into the world, and to welcome them as the blessings that we know they are here at the March for Life.
In a few hours, the Senate will vote on the nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. Here is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It mystifies me that of all the people President Trump could have nominated as Secretary of Defense, he picked someone as flawed, as deeply flawed, as Mr. Hegseth.
We know two Republicans will oppose the nomination. If one more Republican joins them, Vice President Vance will have to cast a tie-breaking vote. This just in, the Supreme Court has agreed to review whether the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school should be allowed to open in Oklahoma. A state board had approved the application by the Catholic Church, but Oklahoma Supreme Court blocked it. Down day on Wall Street today, Dow lost 140 points, NASDAQ down 99. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I'll just wanted to put that energy out there. Like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
It's the Love and Spoonful and Do You Believe in Magic on WRJN. Now, that song has been recorded many, many times by other artists. The Turtles did it. The Chambers Brothers. John Mellencamp did it. Dion the Belmonts did it. Sonny and Cher did it. But interestingly, Sean Cassidy and David Cassidy both recorded it individually.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Let's say it's WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you heading to the movies this weekend? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters and see what's playing. Brett?
Well, the first one is an action thriller from Lionsgate Pictures. It is Flight Risk. It's directed by Mel Gibson and stars Michelle Dockery, Mark Wahlberg, and Topher Grace. In this one, a pilot is transporting an air marshal accompanying a fugitive to trial. As they trek across Alaska, some tensions arise when the pilot, played by Mark Wahlberg, may not be who he seems to be. And the other major release is Brave the Dark from Angel Studios. A student in trouble is helped by his drama teacher to deal with his past and move forward. Escape the cold and cozy up to a great movie at your local theater this weekend.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it. Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back.
So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender.
such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand. Number, no such soul.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Going to be a pretty nice weekend. A little bit of snow tonight, perhaps. Just a few flurries or isolated snow showers. Mostly cloudy and a low of 15. But then tomorrow, mostly sunny and 35. Sunday, sunny and 28.
Just to be with you.
For listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. There are two units that are unlivable, however, the entire place is without power. The Journey Disaster Relief Team is providing support to people impacted. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. That hospital recently lost its trauma center designation and dealt with cutbacks. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through SC Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. They're looking for someone to call balls and strikes. Literally. The city of Racine is recruiting softball umpires for its adult league, with applications being accepted for the 2025 summer season. Prospective officials must complete a three-part clinic in March and must be responsible for doing games May through August. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop top Cadillac. All my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-do-da-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hustler
got a two-piece custom-made pool for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Silverman's gig. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off a hold on Ranger. And your dog hangs around with a slave.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
If you need someone to count on,
train, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and next week is your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. They're going to be there Friday, February 28th, and we're going to have chances for you to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Here's the Association now. This is Along Comes Mary on WRJN.
We'll be right back.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Do you play Wordle every day? It was 3 years ago this month that Wordle was acquired by the New York Times. The word game was created by a Welsh software engineer by the name of Josh Wardle as a personal project for his partner. Now, Wardle created a prototype in 2013, but it was not until the pandemic in 2020 that he revisited the idea and refined the game. Wordle was released to the public in October of 2021 and quickly gained popularity. By November 1st of that year, the game had 90 players. 2 months later, the number skyrocketed to 300,000 players. Now, between 2 and 3 million people play Wordle every day.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheatre.org.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I build walls, a fortress deep and mighty, that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am she. safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and high school basketball on the way with the pregame at 6:30 and tip-off at 7 o'clock with Dick Graceffa here on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Your side. Girl, I want to be with you. This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has just landed at LAX and will soon tour some of the wildfire damage in Southern California. Earlier, he met with Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina.
We really believe he's going to help here.
He's going to help everything.
Here.
He's going to make changes, good changes.
One big change may be doing away with FEMA.
FEMA has really let us down, let the country down, and I don't know if that's Biden's fault or whose fault it is, but we're going to take over and we're going to do a good job.
CBS's Weijia Jiang says Trump wants states to head their own disaster relief efforts.
And he floated the idea of taking all of that money and just paying directly to the states. And we want to be clear here that he does not have the unilateral authority to do that, even though he has said he has signed an executive order to get that ball rolling. Congress would have to give him permission to essentially reorganize a federal agency.
Tonight, the Senate will vote on the nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary.